चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपी को श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय। भगवद्गीता चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 66 सर्वधर्मां परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज अहं त्वां सर्वपापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा शुचः। सर्वधर्मां परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज अहं तां सर्वपापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा शुचः। सर्वधर्मां परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज अहं त्वां सर्वपापेभ्यो मोक्षयिष्यामि मा शुचः। सर्वधर्मान् ऑल वैरायटीज ऑफ रिलीजन परित्यज्य अबैंडनिंग माम अंटु मी एकम ओनली शरणम फॉर सरेंडर व्रज गो अहम आई त्वाम यू सर्व ऑल पापेभ्यः फ्रॉम सिंपल रिएक्शंस मोक्षयिष्यामि विल डेलिवर मा डू नॉट शुचः। ट्रांसलेशन Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So, in the purport, lot of topics are there. We will not be able to discuss all the topics. So, we will discuss what is the relation between Sharanagati and Varnashrama. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshunanvayata Jnana Tasmaya Shri Guruve Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasa. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Telugu translation? We can have a little backside because sound. That Mataji's mat can be front off. Translation can mat can be little backside because that disturbs the speaker. No? Tamil also, some translation. You tell that, no? That Mataji's mat can come front of and this mat little backside. Haribol, Giridhar, put that mat in front. What's happening actually? No one is responding. Mataji's mat, that one. That one throw inside. That one. Just keep little gap, huh? Yeah, like that. Huh? And translation can go little backside. Huh? One more mat is required because some Mataji will come. Yeah, you all come front quickly. Or we'll have line by line translation in Telugu, what we'll do. There is one broad topic, relation between Varnashrama and Bhakti. And within that is, Sharanagati and Bhakti, some subtopic. So we all know that this verse speaks, Sarva Dharmam Parityaja speaks about Sharanagati, right? Surrendering to Krishna. So this verse is conclusive verse of Bhagavad Gita. Final teaching of Krishna. This is last teaching of Krishna. So after speaking all Bhagavad Gita, he said, you surrender unto me. And I will protect you from all the sinful reactions. Like that Krishna says. In among Sri Vaishnavas, this is considered as ultimate perfection. They call it as prapatti, prapatti, self-surrender. But according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, this is the beginning of spiritual life. Because Krishna, Prabhupada, sometimes he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings begin where Krishna's teachings end, like that Prabhupada said. And sometimes Prabhupada also said that 5,000 years back, Krishna spoke about Sharanagati, surrendering, So people did not understand how to surrender to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna personally appeared to teach how to surrender to Him. So this point also has to be understood. Generally, when we speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we think, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give love of Godhead, Krishna. And that verse is there, So Rupa Goswami, when he first time met Him in Prayag, in the Shashva Medha Ghata, so He says, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha. So you are most magnanimous avatara because you are giving Krishna Prema, love of Godhead. You are giving love of Godhead. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha. So generally when we talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we speak love, 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 love. So He came to give love of God. It is true that He came to give love of Godhead. Anarpita charim chirat karuna yavati nakalau samarpaito munnato ujvala rasam subhakti suyam. So He came to give that which was not given since time immemorial. Anarpita charim chiram means. So He came freely distributed love of Godhead. That is true. But we should not separate Sharanagati from love of Godhead. Generally people think they don't want to surrender to Krishna. But they will think that by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy we will get love of Godhead. So without surrendering, we will not get love of Godhead. Therefore, Prabhupada, when He says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to demonstrate what Krishna taught. Krishna said, Sarva Dharma Parityaja. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He practically demonstrated how to surrender to Krishna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, He has written a song book called Sharanagati. So he has written a song book called Sharanagati. In that he writes many songs explaining each anga of Sharanagati. You all know, no? There are 6 angas of Sharanagati. Anukulasya sankalpo, pratikulasya varjanam, rakshishyati iti vishwaso, gotritve varnam, tata atmanikshepa, karpanya, shadvida Sharanagati. There are 6 limbs of Sharanagati. Accepting that which is favorable for devotional service, rejecting which is not favorable, and having faith and conviction that Krishna will protect, and accepting Krishna as one's maintainer, dedicating everything to Krishna, Atmanivedana. And fifth one is Karpanya. Karpanya means feeling oneself very meek and humble. So these are 6 limbs of surrender. So surrendering to Krishna means surrendering through these 6 limbs. Whatever is favorable for bhakti, we have to accept it. Whatever is not favorable, we have to reject it. Just for example, so satsang is very favorable for devotional service. We have to accept it. And asatsanga is very dangerous for devotional service. In the Shastra, there is so much glorification of association of devotees. So much devotees are glorified in the Shastra, right? They are very rare in this world. Kechit kevalaya bhakti. What is that? Vasudeva parayana agam. Sudurlabha prashantatma kotishvapi mahamuni. So, Sudurlabha Prashantatma, Kotishvapi, Koti logo mein, millions of people. So, to find a pure devotee is very rare. It is. Who is Vasudeva Parayana, completely, So, this applies to amongst us also. Amongst us also to find, maybe you all are pure devotees. So, it is very difficult to get out. Because when Shastra says, it is not so easy, no? Right? Sudurlabha Prashantatma Kotishvapi Mahamuni. We are trying to become devotees. It's not that. We have become devotees. Anyway, coming back to the point, that is very good. And asatsanga is very dangerous. Just very favorable for devotional service, and asatsanga is also very dangerous. We have to reject it, asatsanga. Mixing with materialistic people. Then one should have faith and conviction that Krishna will protect us. Like we quote generally, Draupadi, she said, Pratigya Tava Govinda, Name Bhakta Pranashati, Iti Samsrutya Samsrutya, Pranan Sandaryamyaham. So, wake this boy and send him back. So Draupadi, she says that because you have promised that your devotees will never perish, you will always protect your devotees, therefore I am keeping my life alive, she says. So that so otherwise, you see, Pandavas, they had to face so many difficulties. Still, they went on because they had faith and conviction in Krishna's protection. Rakshishyati iti vishwas. Goptritve varnam tata. Goptritve varnam tata means accepting Krishna as one's maintainer. He is our maintainer. He is our protector. So then, Atma Nivedan. Surrendering, just like Bali Maharaj did, everything, surrender to Krishna. Everything, mind, body, words. Sannyasi means he dedicates everything to service of Krishna. Mind, body, words. No sense gratification. That is self-surrender. Then, feeling oneself meek and humble, very fallen. Realizing that we are very fallen. Prabhupada, he said that. Members of the Krishna consciousness movement, they should remember their previous fallen condition, he says. From where we were picked up, right or not? So, we were lying in the gutter of sense condition. We were picked up from there, right or not? That we should remember. Otherwise, what will happen? We'll become proud. Right? So,
So that is again, if one is proud, then why he will surrender to Krishna, right or not? I am only great. Even Krishna also is my servant. Krishna should satisfy whatever I want. Right? So in this way, one should have meekness and humbleness. These are six limbs. We will discuss them about more. This is the meaning of surrender. When we say Sharanagati, surrender to Krishna means we have to follow these six limbs of Sharanagati. So that is the meaning of Sharanagati. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote explaining each of these angas of Sharanagati. You know, all the six, you know, many songs he wrote. Anukulasa Sankalpo, he wrote many songs on that. Pratikulasa Varjana, many songs. So that clearly we understand what is the meaning of Sharanagati. Rakshishyati Iti Vishwasa means what? So all these things, links of surrender, he explained in Sharanagati book. So lot of his teachings he wrote in the form of songs. Bhaktivinoda. He wrote books also. In introductory song he writes, Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jive Dayakari Swadhama Swapashada Shri Adhama Saha Avatari. So Mataji is reminding us. Bengali song. So Swapashada Shri Adham Saha Avatari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came along with his associates. Right, no? Sangopangastra Parshadam with his Dham. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes. So, Shadanga Sharanagati Sikaye Bhakatera Prana. So, just to show compassion to the Jivas, he teaches Shadanga Sharanagati, which is the very life of devotees. So, here we come to the point. Sharanagati, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to teach Sharanagati, he says. What Prabhupada said. Prabhupada, he explained in different way. Krishna taught Sharanagati, but people did not understand how to surrender to Krishna. Krishna himself personally comes to teach Sharanagati. And Prabhupada Chaitanya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says the same thing. Shadanga Sharanagati Sikaye Bhakatera Prana. He comes to teach this Sharanagati, which is the life of devotees. So, life of devotees. Without Sharanagati, we cannot have bhakti actually. That is lifeless bhakti it is. Or it is so-called superficial bhakti. So, bhakatera prana, that is the life of the devotees. So, in this way, if we do not surrender to Krishna, do Sharanagati, follow these six links of bhakti, then our bhakti is just very superficial. So, and this is beginning of attaining prema. This is door to prema. This is door to attain love of Godhead. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches this first. How to surrender to Krishna. So now we are stuck only in 16 rounds and 4 regulative principles. That is beginning of surrender. Diksha, at the time of Diksha we take vow, no? So we take vow that we every day chant 16 rounds and follow 4 regulative principles, like that. This is beginning of bhakti it is. Prabhupada, in 13th chapter, Krishna says, no? Acharyopasanam, he says. In Acharyopasanam, one should worship Acharya. Prabhupada, he writes, transcendental life begins with taking shelter of spiritual master. So adhyatmic, jivan, this. It begins with taking shelter of spiritual master. That is beginning. Diksha is the beginning. In Rupa Goswami also, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ado Guru Ashrayam, first anga bhakti, out of the 64 angas. So first anga is first taking shelter of spiritual master. Krishna Diksha Adi Shikshanam. One should take Diksha and take Shiksha about Krishna. Shikshanam. So this is from Guru, This is beginning of bhakti it is. Now in city what happens? So chanting 16 round and following four regulative principle is the ultimate goal of life. Once get initiated, then we have attained goal of life, they think that. Now, we attained goal of our life, ultimate goal of life. Sometime it happens, they take Diksha. Before coming to Diksha, before taking Diksha, they come to Mangal Arati. After taking Diksha, they stop coming to Mangal Arati. Because they think that we attained now bhakti. Now attained our ultimate goal, that we got initiated. So Diksha is beginning of surrender. Actually, if you see the definition of Diksha in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana, Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, sei kale Krishna kare atma sam. So at the time of Diksha, atma samarpan, bhakta kare atma samarpan. Life throws his life to Guru's feet. Now everything, just like Krishna said, you know, Bhaktivinoda, manasa deho geho, jokicho toma, jokicho amar, arpilo tuapade, Nanda Kumar. So like that, Nanda Kishore, sorry. Not prepared class, unprepared. So in this way he says, whatever is of mine, so, actually nothing is ours. Isha Vasham Idam Sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. But because we wanted to do sense gratification in the material world, Krishna has given us something. Right? So that also I will offer it to Krishna like that. That is self-surrender. So like that, Atma Samarpan. One should throw one's life to Guru at the time of Diksha. That is the meaning of Diksha. But not everyone is immediately ready for that. Right? Not everyone is ready for that. So therefore, some basic standard. Chant 16 rounds and follow four regular principles. By doing this, what will happen? Eventually, you will come to the platform of Atma Samarpan. So eventually, you will come to the platform of Atma Samarpan. Then after doing Atma Samarpan, later we have to attain love of Godhead. Prema. So that is very far. So in this way, so Diksha is beginning of transcendental life, bhakti, and surrender is beginning, it's a door for entering into love of Godhead. So we are in a still long process now. So anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to teach. That's why Sri Vaishnavas may say that ultimate is prapatti, surrendering to the Lord. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says it is an entrance to, entrance to prema, love of God. So, anyway, our topic was Sharanagati and Varnashrama. Now, if you see this verse, it begins with Sarva Dharmam Parityajyama, Dharman. Whenever word Dharma comes in Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna is talking about? He is talking about Christian Dharma, Muslim Dharma, Islam Dharma, Judaism, Buddhism or Hinduism, what is he speaking about? So when he speaks Dharma, Sanatana Dharma or Varnashram Dharma. So whenever Dharma word comes in Bhagavad Gita, immediately we should understand. Either it is Sanatana Dharma or Varnashram Dharma. Both are one and the same. We should not think they are different. So Sanatana Dharma and Varnashram Dharma are one and the same. So now Sarva Dharma means Krishna is telling to give up even Varnashram Dharma? This kind of question comes, no? Sometime Prabhupada said that. You are Brahmana, Kshatriya, give up all this and surrender to me, like that he says. Right? So Brahmin Dharma, Kshatriya Dharma, so like that. So he says to surrender to me. But if you see definition of Sharanagati, then if you take that definition, then only like sannyasis, those who are like Paramahamsas, they can surrender to Krishna. So, right? But Sharanagati is also Anga of Sadhana Bhakti. It is. So, and if you see, we discussed that Sharanagati means following these six limbs, Anukulasya Sankalpo, Pratikulasya, Varjanam, Rakshishyati iti vishvasa goptrute varanam tata atmanikshepa karpanyo shadvidha sharanagati. So And Prabhupada also defined based on this verse, who is a pure devotee? Pure devotee means one who is eternally surrendered to Krishna in these six limbs. He is a pure devotee. Definition of pure devotee. No? Different places there are different definitions. No? This is one definition of pure devotee. Pure devotee means, in Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, there is one definition. No? Gudakesha. Arjuna is addressed as Gudakesha. While standing, sitting, walking, eating, sleeping, all the time he would remember Krishna. He cannot remain without forgetting Krishna. So that is pure devotee. So Sharanagati, one who is eternally surrendered to Krishna, he is also a pure devotee. So now, if you see, if we analyze this anukulasa sankalpa pratikulasa varjanam in terms of varnashrama, so definitely it is not a giving of varnashram dharma. For example, now I said in the city, what happens? Hardly we get association of devotees, right? Once in a week we go to Sunday program and we do some social gathering. When they come to Sunday program, there also they will talk all worldly subject matter. Right or not? Discuss everyone's house. Masalas of different houses. Social gathering. That is what is our satsanga. Right or not? Then disperse. Is it favorable for bhakti? No, right or not? We don't get constant association of devotees. Leave brahmacharis. Brahmacharis and sannyasis leave. Because they are different category. We are talking about general devotees. Grahasthas. So, but Prabhupada, he said that if we are in the farm communities, we have always constant association of devotees. So, we are morning, evening doing kirtan. And then we are hearing classes. Then in the daytime we are doing service to Krishna. And another advantage is that all the occupations in Varnashrama can be engaged in Krishna service directly. So just like if someone sells IT books, so by developing IT information technology, people do all prajalpa, people do all kinds of nonsense activities, right or not? They may watch cinemas, television, pornography, this, that and all, right or not? So that cannot be engaged in Krishna service. It is against Krishna service, it is, right? So, but if someone is doing farming, they can directly, or someone is taking care of cows, their milk can be engaged in Krishna service, right? And directly it can be engaged in Krishna service. Therefore, so anukulasa sankalpa, this is more, living in farm is more favorable for service to Krishna or bhakti. And our someone may be engineer. Our Vishnu Swami Prabhu was an engineer before. So he will build buildings for materialistic people. But what they will do? Materialistic people, they will do sense gratification there. Right or not? They will eat, sleep, do illicit sex, everything. So, but here directly it is, can be engaged in Krishna service, whatever his occupation is there. So then pratikulasya varjana. There we cannot give up bad association. Right or not? Constantly we have to work with materialistic people. So therefore it is very unfavorable. We see often people when they come to Krishna consciousness, they undergo tremendous pressure from non-devotees, colleagues, friends, relatives and all. Therefore they cannot fully practice Krishna consciousness. So, but here, because of association of devotees, then, so we can practice more seriously. So, city life is unfavorable for devotional service. Overall, nowadays, they don't allow to do kirtan also, right? In the centers, you cannot loudly do kirtan. If you do loudly kirtan, then neighbors will disturb. They say, we cannot get up and do mridanga, play kartal, mridanga and do kirtan. Here you can go on banging, right? Our Gurukula boys, they will take kartal and bang, right, nicely. So, so they will play loud mridanga, right? Bayahari. So in this way, we can nourish ourselves here. But city life is very unfavorable for bhakti. Anything. So, bad association, long hours of work, we don't get time for devotional service, hardly any time. So generally those who are doing Mangalarti in the city, they are considered as very strict devotees, but that is basic standard it is. They are following very strictly, very high standard they say. So that is basic standard it is. So daily getting up early in the morning. So in this way it is whole city bhakti is very unfavorable. And rakshishati iti vishwaso. Faith that Krishna will protect us. So and next one, another, these two are both connected more or less. Maintain Krishna, accepting Krishna as maintainer. So now you see who is the maintainer in the city? Our degree is our maintainer, right or not? You have civil engineering degree, you have job is our maintainer, our boss is maintainer, our IT company is maintainer, my mundane business is my maintainer. Where is the question of Krishna as maintainer comes there in the city? Because whole cities are built of, like that Prabhupada used to quote, that English poet Cowper, he said that cities are made by man and countries are made by God, he said. So everything is artificial. There is no link to Krishna there. Therefore, all based on atheism, cities are developed based on atheism. Overall, Krishna's creation is not perfect. So with our technological advancement and economic development, we will make this world perfect. That is the whole principle of modern civilization. Whole modern civilization is based on this one point, that Krishna's creation is, God's creation is not perfect. By our technological advancement and economic development, we will make this perfect. So we will make it Sukalayam. Therefore, jivas should work day and night to make it Sukalayam, like that. As though jiva working day and night is Sukalaya. So, in this way, so all the cities are built on atheism. And there is no link. Like students, they study. Here, the students, they study Bhagavad Gita. So, they are able to understand, you know, theistic connection of, theistic background of this creation, you know. Or holistic background of this creation. But there in the city, students, they learn atheistic theories, RN invasion theory, Big Bang theory, Darwin's theory, chemical evolution of life. So many atheistic theories they learn. In this way, they go away from Krishna. So no one realizes that Krishna is our maintainer, Krishna is our protector. And in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, he says, Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhava yajnyad bhavati parjanyo yajna karma samudbhava. So all living entities subsist on anna. We cannot eat computers, mobiles and live, right? So we have to eat anna in the end. And anna comes by rain. Food comes from rain. Without rain, so we cannot survive. In the city, people hate rain because there will be traffic jam if city. But those foolish fellows, they don't realize that if rain doesn't come, they cannot even run cities also, right or not? Where the water is going to come, right? So, right, if it doesn't rain, water is not there. Without water, you cannot run the city also. So, to run the cities also, we need water, we need food. So unless Krishna sends rain, are we going to run, will we be able to run cities? No. So in between, some scientists, what they did? So they wanted to make artificial clouds, throw some chemicals and make artificial clouds, and we'll bring rain like that. But they could not do it. But even if they make also, what will happen? That will cause so many other problems. That is what is the trend, right? Of scientific advancement means. So that will create more problems. Last year also, all over the world, this heat waves was hit, no? Right? Telangana was, many people died here, right? In Telangana, Andhra. So some scientists in Canada, they thought that, oh, we will throw some chemicals and make the planet cool like that. So they try to do and they end up creating so many other problems. Right? All this research is a disaster, right? So in this way, people in city, they don't realize that they are in Hyderabad, GHMC is supplying water to us, right? So they don't realize water is coming from Krishna actually. So in this way, they are away from God. They don't realize that God is our maintainer. My degree, job, boss, IT company or university or GHMC is maintaining me, like that they say. So in this way, that Krishna is maintainer, Krishna is our protector, that idea never comes in the heart. So but here we can realize that God unless sends, you know, we are waiting for the rain here, right or not. So in this way, we can, by hearing from Bhagavad Gita, we can realize that God is actually, Krishna is maintaining us. He is sending rain and he is giving us food. Of course, just shifting from city to village will not justify our theism. Will not make us theistic, because previously also there were Karma Mimamsaka philosophers. Jaimini, you know, disciple of Vedavyas. So he taught that karma is everything. Unless you put the seed in the, you do that karma of planting the seed in the field, God also will not give you a result like that, he says. Therefore, karma, your activity of work is worship, you know. Karma is everything, like that. He gave. But foolish fellow, these Karma Mimamsakas, they don't understand that you may do the activity, but unless Krishna sends rain, you will not get the result. Right? So, then that seed will get burnt, that's all. It will become like, we have our mung dal has become black, like that. So it will become like that. So we have to, our mung dal became black not because of rain coming, too much rain came. So ultimately it is dependent on Krishna's will, right or not? Here we are realizing. Unless Krishna protects our crop, we will not get crop. Right? So all ultimately it is dependent on Krishna's will. So just coming to village will not make us theistic. By hearing from Bhagavad Gita, from right source, we will become theistic. But living like this is very close to theism, it is. The more we go away from this culture, this lifestyle, then we will become more and more atheistic. Because in city, people don't realize from where. Like today, our Aritra, he said, I didn't know how mung dal comes. I thought mung dal comes in the market only. Supermarket only. Supermarket. So we go away from theism. So to become theistic, to become devotee, it is this kind of lifestyle is very, even preachers also. So unless they experience this life, so they will not be able to boldly preach that Krishna is maintainer, Krishna is protector. So they cannot preach, right? They will say that career is bhakti. You go on doing your job, go on doing your business. So then the people whom they are preaching, they will never develop faith and conviction in Krishna. Nor they themselves will. In this way, their heart also will become mixed with atheism. Or at least they cannot fully surrender to Krishna. So in city, ultimately in city you cannot fully surrender to Krishna, because Krishna, we cannot realize that Krishna is our maintainer, Krishna is our protector. That is not possible. So in this way, so rakshishati iti vishvaso gopritve paranamtata, then atmanikshepa, dedicating everything. So I gave example how job cannot be directly engaged in Krishna service, but here your occupation can be directly engaged. So in the city what happens? Our job and bhakti becomes two different. So morning 2 to 3 hours of bhakti, and daytime bhakti of IBM or Infosys or TCS. So there Krishnanu Shilanam, engaging mind and body words. Bhakti means Krishnanu Shilanam, engaging mind, body, words in the service of Krishna. Rashikena Rashikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. Their mind, body, words in the service of IBM or Infosys. So in this way, where is the question of dedicating everything to Krishna? You may give some donation, that too very little, meager, 50%. Prabhupada said 50% of donation, 50%. But 5% also becomes. Last time Guru Maharaj in Kanchipuram, he said, so at least we accept from grahasthas at least 5% of donation, he says. Kam se kam utna to karo, like that. So, Guru Maharaj, he said, everyone is struggling to meet their ends in the city, so they will not be able to give so much, but at least 5% we want everyone to, we want to see that everyone gives donation like that. So, but the point is, in Varnashrama what happens? You can directly engage your occupation in the service of Krishna, just like Arjuna. Arjuna is engaging his fighting propensity in the service of Krishna. Ma manusmara yuddhacha. You remember me and fight, he says. After teaching Bhagavad Gita, Krishna didn't say, okay, now you take sannyas and go to forest and then chant Hare Krishna. No, you fight also and chant Hare Krishna also. Prabhupada also, he said, when there were so many court cases, ISKCON was facing so many court cases, this brainwashing case, this can deep in the West. Prabhupada did not say, you withdraw now from preaching. We'll just sit in Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. Who will take this trouble like that? He didn't know. No, chant Hare Krishna and fight, he said. You see, there is a chapter in Prabhupada Lilamrata, no? Chant Hare Krishna and fight like that. So, and in Russia and communist countries, when devotees went to preach, they were caught, they were tortured. Right? There is a book, no? You salted bread. So they were tortured. They were, you know, many devotees died in the jail also.
Armenia.
So yeah, Armenia. So they died also. In this way, they completely dedicated their life for preaching. So like that in Varnashram also, you can completely dedicate your life to Krishna. But in city, it is not like that. 3 hours of dedication to Krishna and some 20 hours of dedication to some mundane corporations. So in this way, Atma surrender will not come. And Karpanya, feeling oneself and meek and humble. So sometime nowadays what they say, many devotees, why you are not taking part in Varnashram, why you are not joining farm communities, they say that, oh, we are preaching in the city, they say, as though they show they are, you know, I am a big preacher like that. So now so many preachers have come up now. They cannot get up for Mangalarti and they become preachers. So like that, so many counselors and preachers and so many things are coming up. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said, why I did not take Babaji Vesh? Why I took sannyas? Just to worship my gurus. Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj and six Goswamis, they took Babaji Vesh. I wanted to be in little lower position than them. Therefore, I took sannyas, he says, and preaching Parivrajaka Acharya. See, in sannyas, there are four stages, no? Kutichaka Bodhaka, Parivrajakacharya and Paramahamsa. So Paramahamsa is the final stage. Babaji means Paramahamsa. And Sannyasi means Parivrajakacharya. So it is little lesser position than Paramahamsa. So this is humbleness, meekness and humility of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. To worship my gurus, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, their position should be higher than me. So he takes sannyas and preaches everywhere. So sannyas means varnashrama, right or not? So this is meek and humility. Instead of showing that I am Radha Kunda Babaji, I will chant in Radha Kunda, sit and so better go out and book distribution, right or not? So we have to. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he also said that I will not reside in Radha Kunda, I will stay near somewhere Govardhan, he says, just to worship Radha Kunda. I will go there to worship my gurus, like that. So they are eligible to reside in Radha Kunda, Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So like that, in this way, meek and humility. He took sannyas, he adopted Varnashrama, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to exhibit this meekness and humility actually. So in this way, nowadays you see we are all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, we don't need Varnashrama. So then why you are getting married then? Just live like Paramahamsa, right or not? Why you need to eat siri? When Madhavendra Puri, he would not even go and beg food. A sannyasi is allowed to beg and food. He is a sannyasi. Unless someone comes and gives him food, he will eat. Otherwise, he will fast. He went to that, Govinda Kunda, no, in Vrindavan, near Govardhan. He was sitting very hungry, traveled so long. He is sitting below a tree. And then a coward, Krishna personally comes, like a coward boy, and gives him milk. So, some woman came. So, Krishna gave milk to them. And they came and gave him. In our village, no one goes hungry. Why you are hungry? Please take this milk, like that. So, this is the meaning of Paramahamsa. If on its own it comes, they will eat. Otherwise, they will fast. So, they don't need to eat. They don't need to sleep. Goswami, hardly they slept. Once in few days, 1 hour, they would sleep. And then they would say that, I wasted my time 1 hour without remembering Krishna, right? And no sex life. So now, if you don't want Varnashrama, then because Grahastha Ashrama is part of Varnashrama, it is. Right? So if we have nature of all this eating, sleeping, mating, then we need to adopt Varnashrama Dharma. So therefore, instead of showing oneself as great devotee, just adopt Varnashrama, right or not? From beginning only, Prabhupada, when he went to West, like other day we were discussing about this Krishna West, right or not? So Krishna is not Western, Eastern, Krishna is transcendental, he is from Goloka Vrindavan, right or not? So from beginning only, Prabhupada, he introduced Brahmachari Ashram. He did not allow his disciples, girls and boys to stay, live together as friends. He did marriage, right or not? He introduced Varnashrama there. Marriage means part of Varnashrama, Grahasthashrama. One of the samskaras in Varnashrama. He did not allow, okay, you chant Hare Krishna, we live as friends, like girlfriend, boyfriend, like that. So, other day I said, no, in your country you call as girlfriend, in our country we call as prostitute, like that. Prabhupada used to say. But now in India also they have started this. So other day one boy from America, he said, my girlfriend called me, like that he said. Then he said, you are an unmarried boy, you should not have any relation with a woman. Oh, I don't have relation, she is just my friend, he says. What's the meaning of that? Friendship is not relation? Then I had to tell him, zero tendency towards association with women, I said. Your tendency should be zero. Because if you are living in a school, you cannot remain without mixing with them. But at least tendency should be towards zero association with women, like that I said. because nowadays relationship, that word, they have redefined it, right or not? They think that to be a girlfriend is not relation. Only you have physical contact, that is relation, they say. Right or not? Bad fellows. Yeah. So in this way, they want to show up as oneself as good. Why you are getting married? If you ask them why you are getting married, okay, we'll not get married, we'll remain as hippies, like that they will say. But Prabhupada didn't want hippies, right? Here all brahmacharis are there, not hippies are there. He wanted brahmachari, grahastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. So he gave sannyas, right or not? All these things he introduced, no? In the beginning only. So just because we are not paramahamsas, we should become humble, we should become brahmachari, we should become grahastha, we should become vanaprastha, we should become sannyasi. Right? So that is varnashrama, right? So by adopting this ashramas and this grahastha brahmana kshatriya, we are showing our meekness and humility towards the Lord, that I will lead a regulated dharmic life and do your devotional service, like that. So instead of showing oneself as paramahamsa, so from paramahamsa they will go to sahajiyaism, right or not? So in this way, sometimes they may also may quote this verse. This verse is there, you see. Tektva swadharmam charanam bujer harer bhajan napakvota patante yadi patet tato yadi yatra kva badra buddha mushyakim kovarta atav bhajatam swadharmatah. In this verse, Narada Muni, he told this verse to Vyasadeva, first canto, 5th chapter, 17th verse. So if one gives up swadharma, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, or Brahmachari, Grahastha, and surrender to Krishna, out of immaturity, he may fall down. What is a loss, he says. And if one follows swadharma and do not surrender to Krishna, what is the use of that? Like that, he is asking. So some people may quote this. You see, Narada Muni also told, give up swadharma and surrender to Krishna. But if you see Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is not telling to give up fighting and then surrender to him. So fighting is included in Sharanagati. Similarly, swadharma is included in Sharanagati. So here this verse speaks about how Sharanagati is more important than just following swadharma. That is the point. You got the idea? Like karma mimamsakas, they stress on this karma, dharma, varnashrama. That they don't stress on bhakti. So they don't have role of Krishna. Role Krishna is just like, he is supplier. So you do your work and Krishna will supply result. For them, he is not so significant, Krishna's role. So Narada Muni is condemning that kind of swadharma. He is not condemning devotees following swadharma. You got the idea? So that is the meaning of this verse. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Any questions? This is relation between varnashrama and sharanagati. So following varnashrama in fact enhances our sharanagati. So obviously Krishna living in city is demonic, it is. So, and there are many more things to be discussed on this. Like Prabhupada told four regulated principles. What are four regulated? They are four pillars of dharma, no? Satya, Shaucha, Daya, and Tapas. So from the beginning only we are encouraged to follow dharma. Actually, we are not practicing bhakti and adharma. So, okay, your question. Varna Sankara. Somewhat mixed, because we cannot fully tell them as Varna Sankara, because they are doing some bhakti. So now what we are doing is from Varna Sankara we are becoming devotees. We can call them like that. or Varna Sankara mixed devotees. Vikarma Mishra Bhakti or Vikarma Yoga, I have given some lectures on that. There is nothing Vikarma Yoga in Bhagavad Gita. Karma Yoga is there, but Vikarma Yoga. Our occupation is Vikarma, then we are trying to connect it to Krishna actually in city. Any other questions?
No.
Question is over. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Samvet Bhaktavinoda ki jai. Hare Krishna.